need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, hoopsters and magicians, protesters and politicians, all you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. Some of us might be loving and some of us might be loathsome, but until we start cloning ourselves, we are all brothers and sisters, and we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A? Women.
A women.
I want to welcome you to Bonoboville, where we are broadcasting live. This is the Dr. Susan Block Show in the womb room, brothers and sisters. And, ooh, my goodness, goddess, oh, what a week it's been. Things are even crazier and Nazier than last Saturday. Yeah. It's amazing. The Nazis are on. I don't want to do that. I could be arrested in Germany, which is probably a good thing for doing the so-called Roman salute, which is the Nazi salute. And yes, Adolf Trump. Yeah, he's exploding with white rage. Not quite a nuclear bomb, and we need to be grateful for that. We really, really, seriously do, right? It's just a guy going bananas, so to speak. Actually, you should have a banana instead of doing all that talking and raging. Eat a banana. Well, you've at least got your penis pacifier in, Adolf Trump. And exciting news, sort of. Steve Bannon is off the island. Let's look at that island picture, Harry. Let's get that New York Post island picture.
Right.
Off the island. Steve Bannon, where are we? Do we have Harry? Oh, there we go. Yes, yeah, see, we've got the mooch crossed out. We've got Priebus crossed out. And, of course, I crossed out Bannon today with a little Nazi sign. A little swastika, kind of my effort at that. And yeah, he's gone. I suppose it's a victory for the resistance, huh? Big baby.
It's a victory.
It's a victory. But you know, it's hard to celebrate these days. I mean, Trump has taken off his mask to reveal the mustache, right? Showing himself to be at least as racist as Stephen Bannon. So actually, my feeling is he just doesn't need him anymore. Bannon was the racist in the White House, and now, you know, Trump you can't really beat his exploding white rage, I don't think. Well, you probably could.
You could.
But in any case, Steve Bannon, you're fired. Let's get another picture of Steve up there. There he is. Okay. I have funnier pictures of him.
Where did that picture go? I think it's the one case where it's not more the merrier.
Ah.
You know. So
Steve Bannon.
He's a good looking
there
man.
There he is. Look at that. Go. Go fuck yourself, Steve Bannon. And you know what? I know that sounds really crude, and in a way it is even for me, but he can already suck himself.
That's probably what he's
right?
really doing.
He's sure?
And according to the mooch,
like to
he can sign.
So.
The mooch like knows. So, right. I. You know what? I trust the mooch more than most of these clowns from the Trump clown posse. So, yeah. And now Bannon will have time for both, as well as being your Lenny Riefenstahl, which is, of course, what he really wants to be for Adolf Trump. Lenny Riefenstahl, mm-hmm. You know who she was. She was the one who did the films for Hitler. Yes, I can't believe we're talking about Hitler in such a kind of casual way. This is supposed to be like a Rubicon that you don't really cross with people of modern times. But these people have crossed it, and this person who's president has crossed it. So we have to. It's really kind of, it makes me feel dirty. And, you know, mm-hmm. being the dirty girl that I am, that takes a lot. Speaking of dirt, apparently Steve Bannon shares his former boss's interest in golden showers.
What?
Yes, indeed. He told the American Prospects that his enemies in the White House are wetting themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Wetting themselves. Oh. That's right. And, you know, he's gone. But there are other toxic Nazis and KKK people still in the White House. In fact, I think we should just start calling it the white supremacist house, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I wonder if he's
the awful, but it's sort of what it is these days.
I wonder if he's really gone, though.
And we could resurrect a statue of Robert E. Lee in the Rose Garden. And no, Steve Bannon has never gone.
No.
He's now the Lenny Riefenstahl. That's what he's doing. He's going to be at Breitbart and doing what he always does, but, you know, he can do it in his underwear now. So, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. We made this as a dunce hat a few months ago, but the dunce hat is looking more and more like what it really is. I didn't even realize this. It's a KKK hat, right? I mean, he should have a mask and everything, but then we wouldn't be able to see his Hitler mustache.
Is that photo, though, I have to ask, is that photo from
this is a photo, okay. This is Jeff Sessions leading a bunch of KKK ladies on a walk.
Really?
Right. That's what I heard.
Just
now,
your local
you cannot
KKK
believe
walk.
Everything
no big
that
deal.
You read on the internet. You can't. But we do know that Jeff Sessions has, said that he would support the KKK, except that some of them are pot smokers. He did say that. He said, I thought the KKK was okay until I found out they smoked pot.
And they didn't have little smokies at their meetings. What dicks.
Yeah. So,
really?
And he's also trying to wage a investigation into white discrimination in colleges.
All right. Now, speaking of discrimination, I discriminate a little bit against my guests. I have to admit, I try to talk before they start talking. But they've already started. So I guess I'm going to have to introduce them because I can't get through my monologue again. But it's okay. Actually, I do want to say one thing. You know, a lot of people are saying...
What is that phone?
The phone is also interrupting me. I'm full of interruptions right now. So I do want to say I really appreciate that all of these, you know, Republicans as well as Democrats and people that are really what I would call, you know, white supremacists like Orrin Hatch, you know, are coming out against Nazis. I mean, yeah, isn't that like the lowest bar and the KKK to just come out against Nazis and the KKK? But apparently our Adolf Trump in the White House can't do it. And Jeff Sessions is still there. He's hanging in there. And we got to watch out for him because a lot of these people that say that we no longer have slavery in America, I think that's a little bit of wishful thinking. Because now we have something that's a little bit of a twist on the old plantation. It also begins with a P. It's called prison. And that's what we've got now. We've got a prison industrial complex, a PIC, and more private prisons. Private prisons. That's a plantation where you get people you can lock up in chains or whatever the modern way is and, you know, get pretty much free labor and pretty much have it all subsidized by the government. So you, of course, want to keep your prisons full. And that is one of the growing industries in America. And, you know, it was bad under every president since I've been alive, including my great love, Obama. But, you know, the prisons increased. And certainly under Adolf Trump, the grand imperial wizard, and his little attorney general, Jeff Beauregard Sessions, who ought to be removed just like one of those statues, really. That's really kind of what he is. But there he is, and there he is enforcing the new Jim Crow. And then there are the little enforcers, the little people who are really not so little because they're armed and dangerous. And these are a lot of our police. Not all. But, you know, we talked about Charleston last week. And one thing that we didn't mention because we didn't really see it last week. We saw the Nazis and we saw some of the anti-Nazis, you know, Antifa, KKK. We saw these people, terrible murder. But we didn't see much of the police, right? I mean, we saw them, but they were kind of like dressed in their little RoboCop outfits, right? And who were they protecting? Mostly each other, you know. Right? I mean, they weren't really keeping the people from beating each other and harming each other and running over each other. And yes, of course, most of the blame, 99%, well, let's say 95% goes to the Nazis and the KKK, the neo-KKK, all those groups, Vanguard, whatever. But then another overlapping 10% of the blame does go to the police for not stopping some of these altercations. You know, just standing in between people. But no, they were just sort of protecting each other and letting this happen. And that's pretty scary, especially when, other protests of all sorts, Ferguson, I mean, I don't know, all these protests, they'll, like, mow down, you know, dozens of people, arresting them, killing them, harming them, just in the name of keeping the peace. But no, not for this little race war we've got here. I don't mind getting into my identity politics here. Also a war against women and women's rights. That's what this is. And that's what Jeff Sessions is, and he's still in there. And we have to fight to get these guys out of there. I mean, there's so many of them. You know, Trump is really, of course, the symbol of it all. And we've got to impeach him. But then right behind him is Mike Pence, who is just a smoother operator. And will get this noxious agenda passed more easily. At least Trump is such a clown, you know, he can't get anything passed. So we're all in a tizzy. I'm in a tizzy, I guess. Max, are you in a tizzy? Hello?
Yeah, oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm a little stoned, of course.
Okay.
Because I have to speak about these very important
things. Steve Bannon doesn't approve of that, Max. What do you think you're doing?
Well, you know who is really in a tizzy, and this was a pleasure to watch, I have to say, the crying Nazi.
Oh, okay. He was great.
The crying Nazi. What's his name? Christopher.
Oh,
now,
gosh.
I should introduce my guest before I introduce the crying Nazi, because he really wet his pants and his face. You know, with fear over whether he might be arrested because of all of his threats to kill people and brandishing guns and also fighting with people. Anyway, we're going to get into that, and we're going to get into not just talking about it and processing it and trying to figure out what positive things we can do, but we're also going to escape it because it's very debilitating. It's very, very draining of our souls to be assaulted with this every day. And, you know, to some degree, we have to participate and be good citizens. And to some degree, we have to be good to ourselves and escape and give ourselves a brain vacation or a literal vacation. If we're Ivanka and Jared, we take it when the going gets tough, you know, the tough get going to Vermont. For skiing and stuff. No, they don't ski in the summer, but, you know, somehow they're in Vermont, maybe to bother Bernie. Anyway, we're going to take a great little brain vacation and a pleasure trip with our guests tonight. I'm so excited to welcome back the hoop magician, Shelby.
Yay!
Hello.
Yes.
My name's Shelby Mullen. I'm a Shelby hoop dancer.
Shelby Mullen. And she's a hoop dancer, a hoop magician in training, but she does a lot of magic with her hoops. And we're very excited to have you back, Shelby. You were a surprise
guest last
time.
And glad now to be back.
You're really, you know, an official guest. And you're going to really, you know, do the gargantuan task of getting our minds off, you know, Adolf Trump. And you're going to do a great little hoop dance for us.
I don't think she'll have a hard time. No. I've watched them, and they're amazing.
I just want to say, that couldn't be more dead on.
Right? Yeah. Doesn't he look more like Hitler than Trump?
I mean, that's what I see.
I think he looks more like Hitler than he does Trump in that mask. I'm like, hey.
What's the difference?
That's why we have the hat.
That's the point. I don't know.
That's why we have the hat. So I want to introduce... our magic of Murdoch, Jack Murdoch, the magician who wowed us like crazy last time he was here for
thank you.
Magic. We are so excited to have you back, and we're hoping to ply you with alcohol so you can tell us how you did those tricks last week.
That was
amazing.
Yes, thank you for having me back here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you back because that really takes our mind off this horror.
That's why we have each other. She distracts me with the hoops, and then I do the magic, and it just goes back and forth. And of course, we've got the real situations going on, and we can't, you know, disregard that. But
she's been teaching her magic lately.
Well, that is why she is the hoop magician.
She is the hoop magician. And I've been watching that.
That's why I keep wanting to call her that, the hoop magician.
She's in training. She's an aspiring magician. We just got back from one of the biggest magic conventions in the world.
I saw that. Oh. That was amazing.
Yeah,
you were freaking people out on the street, like everywhere you went.
Huge.
And then putting on a great show with hoops to make them feel better about it.
Great. She's doing good. I'm really proud of her to see where she's going, and I can't wait
to
see her just do her own magic, too.
Shelby.
Thank you.
We
be the magic.
We are so excited to watch you grow and, you know, spin your hoops around. And we're excited to see some more magic tonight.
Yeah, I got something very It will go very well with what's going on here. It's magic, but it's also very real and raw and dangerous.
It looks dangerous. Exciting. It involves some dangerous objects.
We'll get to
that. You should not let Nazis
get
a hold of.
No
one
should, or we should let them sit on. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more like Gandhi than Antifa. I mean, of course I don't think that there's anything equivalent there, but I go for the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. And most of these Nazis are big sissies, although they are very dangerous. It's a very tough situation there. And to help us deal with it, we have the In the Bunker podcaster, Rick Beatty.
Yay!
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So Rick is our virgin to the Dr. Susan Block show.
I most certainly am.
Yeah.
To the show, anyway.
We should remove that chair. Somebody should get... Unless Igor wants to sit in the chair. Igor. Igor's just standing there. You don't want to sit in the chair? Okay. I don't like to have empty chairs on my stage. So... Hey,
yes,
welcome, Rick.
Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Well, you're a friend of Clemmie's. And by the way, I want to say Clemmie put the mustache on.
Did she? She did a very good job, by the way.
The Donald here. And Del Rey, of course, has also helped to prepare him for his, you know, Dr. Susan Block show appearances, where we keep him gagged, you know, because he talks too much. So... You have a podcast in which
you
talk about some of these issues.
Yep, we talk about them almost exclusively, at least 80% of the time. Then it's about 20% pop culture.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we sit down and we put together like a rundown of at least 10 topics. If we get to eight of them, or no, three of them, I should say, we're doing very, very well, you know. Often I get to the studio and the news has changed in my commute. Within an hour to get there,
right?
Like there's something new. We got to throw that out. We got to throw that out because this is no longer, you know, pertinent information because this has changed. And this administration is just so completely and totally unhinged. It's what I know. Great understatements of all
time.
It's
like you can't be extreme enough in your adjectives to really describe it because, yeah, we did think it was kind of. On over the top last week, and then it just goes
more. It sort of scares me that every time they think, okay, well, this is the death nail with the pussy grab, and I was like, oh, that's it, and then nothing. Now this, people are making excuses left and right, drawing these sort of moral, not sort of, actually drawing these moral equivalences, and it just doesn't hold water. You know, people going to protest versus people there with assault weapons.
You know, well,
where's the argument there?
Well, there is no argument because it's not about logic. It's really about feelings and about most people not being there, just watching it on their computer screen, and just, you know, like it's a comic book type movie.
Right.
And I don't know.
Hate speech doesn't have free speech. It's not possible.
No, it doesn't. Actually,
when you advocate the killing of other people, the discrimination and all the... You can't have that.
I think that's where a lot of that gets mixed up.
Yes.
When people say...
You can't have that, Donald.
When people say, well, it's free speech, you know, kill all the Jews. Yes, that's free speech.
Yes.
But kill the Jew in the green shirt. Then that's a threat.
Yeah, and if I saw you with a rifle hanging over your shoulder or I'd be seriously worried.
You know, and I think those schools of thought get conflated and confused where they say this is free speech, and it's not free speech. The Supreme Court came down last week said that free hate speech is not covered by the First Amendment.
You know, I gotta say, I'm not sure where I stand on the free speech, because I really cherish free speech. I really cherish freedom of expression.
Well, it's one thing.
But I don't think that we should have all these guys, you know, calling for the killing of this person and that person and all of that, as well as walking down the street with all these guns and you know, threatening real violence, mm-hmm. and actually following through and being violent. And you know, this is where it goes beyond speech, very much beyond speech. And let's just—it's
a clear and present danger.
It is.
Yes, absolutely.
It is. And I have to say, Trump is disgusting and an asshole and awful. Bang, bang, bang. Wow. But, you know, my fabulous, just idol Obama, he killed a lot of people with his drones. He did.
True.
And, of course, Bush, George W. Bush, but senior too, but mostly George W. Bush, invaded Iraq and killed so many people and destroyed their culture pretty much. I guess, you know, I just want to remind us that's real, and I hope it doesn't come to that. It hasn't totally come to that. I mean, for Heather Heyer, it has.
Yes, of course.
It has come to that, you know, because every life is precious, and that's her life.
Yeah.
But...
And you have to remember that Bush, by doing that, created ISIS.
Yes.
After going after, like, the Taliban, there was a power vacuum in which ISIS emerged. And I think that also gets lost a lot in the, I don't know.
And, you know, we keep invading those sands and those lands. We've been invading them forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and splitting it up between the Italians and the Germans. You know, everybody had a piece of northern Africa up there, Morocco, and, you know.
Yeah.
That created the Taliban. That created a lot of hate.
Yeah. And by going into Afghanistan and being there for so long, like the Soviets couldn't do it, what made us think that we could do it? And we've been there, what?
Well, here's what makes us think we can do it.
Hubris?
With all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, Rick. We're doing it. It's because the people that wage these wars don't care if they win them or not.
Right. Yes,
I agree. They only want to feed that other industrial complex, the other big industry that's maybe even bigger than the prison industrial complex in the United States, and that would be the military industrial complex, which is all those branches, but even more than that, the weapons makers. This is really what it's all about. This is American industry. This is really sad.
Yes.
That, you know, to quote Adolf Trump, who uses the word sad where it's not sad, this is really sad that this is our industry. Prison and defense, and that isn't really defense. It's just death. It's just the death industry, the military, the bomb industry.
They won. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, so that to me is the reason. And that is what we're up against. And that, to me, is why, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Trump is threatening, and he's doing, and he's terrible. And I just hope we don't just let it just go to Pence. Because
that's where it's going.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess it would be good to have him
that's
impeached
where it's going.
Just
then
to make that statement.
That's all right. Then we got a Christian in there whose ass we're going to kick.
Yeah.
Amen, Max.
Yeah. Nicely.
A women.
And sweetly. But we, you know, we're snowflakes.
So
we're like a storm, like a blizzard. And we're seeing that today, that we're surrounding these Nazis and these criminals, basically.
We are.
But Pence is tied in with the Russian investigation.
Oh,
so
yeah,
is,
of course.
So is Ryan. So
hopefully
it'll come
we get
down
rid
to,
of all of them.
Right, it'll come
and,
down to
and
hatch.
So is Sessions.
Sessions, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, the little
Sessions and
KKK
Flynn.
Elf.
And Manafort, you know, they're all tied in.
They are, and you know, I mean, Russians, hey, like I've often said, the thing I despise least about Trump and his administration is his bromance with the Russians. I mean, there's so many other things that to me are so much worse than making friends with the Russians, and you know, I mean, we have our own oligarchs. I do agree with him about that. We do, and they're in his administration, and actually some of them just quit on him because he's so awful, even the oligarchs can't stand him. You know, when the oligarchs are quitting, even though he puts the money in their pocket, literally, you know you've got, like, Adolf Trump.
You know,
that's what you've got.
That really signals the beginning of the end, is when the money starts running away.
Yes.
You know you're down to nothing. He'll be gone by the end of the year.
The power and the money always goes to the winning side.
Yep.
I celebrate. And here in Bonoboville, we use any excuse to celebrate, even bad things. But at the same time, just because we get rid of this lunatic, you know, one thing that he's done, and I kind of hate him for it, but at the same time, it's something, you know, that a magician might appreciate. He's pulled back the curtain so we can see what these very bad Republican magicians are doing, which is making we the people feel that they're on our side. And that is evil. I mean, he's evil too, and he lets his evil all hang out. He can't hide it because he's such a narcissist. He's such a thin-skinned little weasel. You know, he and that crybaby Nazi are very similar. But, you know, the slick ones like Paul Ryan and McConnell and Pence, they're the ones that really almost scare me more because they will get stuff passed, and that stuff is not to our benefit. So let's show the crying Nazi. Oh, my God.
Can we hear him? Oh, he's wonderful.
And I asked them, I said, I have been told that there's a warrant out for my arrest.
This is a guy who was threatening to kill all these people.
But that I could find this out.
He was on
with
HBO.
Guns of all kinds.
Excuse me. That I could find this out if I wanted to go to a local magistrate or something like that. But with everything that's happening, I don't think it's wise for me to be, you know, going anywhere. There's a state of emergency. The National Guard is here. So I don't think it's a good idea for me to go there, frankly. And I don't know what to do. I've emailed Stephen Tenney of the Keene Police Department. Sorry. I have emailed Stephen Tenney of the Keene Police Department.
Okay, enough of the crying Nazi. All right, you can watch more of that in the bunker, actually. You've got that tape playing on your website.
Yes, we played it this week.
Yeah. So it's comic relief in a way, but in a way it's really frightening. Let's just say he's a fellow human being. We can see that. He's crying. He's scared. He's not a machine. And he's a Nazi, and he would kill people, and maybe he already has. And these are our brothers and sisters. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to Counterpunch, which just published my piece, The Fire and the Fury of the Tiki Torches, about, you know, that whole thing. This was before Trump. It was when he just said, you know, both sides have their guilt. It was before he just, you know, blew his white rage stack. But I do feel these tiki torches, which are so, like, silly, and we all use them, and they are supposed to light up our backyards with fun and peace and beauty and silliness. And they're Polynesian, for goddess's sake. They're not, you know, white. They're...
That's all I could think. I was like, I don't know, out of all that I know, there's so many deep issues that lay into that. But the first thing I saw that photo, which Max put up when I woke up the next morning in the kitchen, we have a computer, and there's this photo of all the guys holding the torches. I'm like, do they know that that's a Hawaiian thing, that's a Polynesian thing, that they're really off base and they all need like little... you know, tribal tattoos to match their ignorance. It's just so bad.
Well, in a way, it's kind of like the way that, you know, tiki torches came into American culture in the 1950s. And it was a, what do you call that?
Cultural
appropriation.
Appropriation.
Right? Appropriating.
Yes.
This
Plummy taught me all about that.
A culture which...
What's that, with Trader Vic's restaurant?
Yeah. You know, Trader Vic's, all that. You know, the whole Polynesian tiki look. That was 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
After we, you know, kind of bombed them into the Stone Age, literally, including North Korea. But the atomic bombs, of course, in Hiroshima and Nagasaki... And then we take these Polynesian tiki torches and have, you know, some dinner.
So, and honestly, you know, it's just because they're a bunch of like cheap frat boys that went to Home Depot and they couldn't afford like anything better. But it just shows like our cultural ignorance that we're having right now. Like, we can't understand.
And it shows.
Wait a minute. I'm not having a culture.
You're not, because you're good, but you're also not hopping around West Virginia in tiki torches.
Well,
now,
I think
these people are seriously damaged. They've been infiltrated since they were little kids.
Brainwashed.
These are brainwashed little kids that will kill.
Right.
They'll kill.
But they are our brothers and sisters.
Okay. That's great.
Yep, that's right. And here in Bonoboville, we spank Adolf Trump with the Bonobo way. And we believe in the Bonobo way. And bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other. And yeah, they do get into a lot of that bisexuality. And let me just say that when I saw those tiki boys, I just thought, this looks like the beginning of a gay porn film. And maybe that's really what it should be. And knowing, not exactly those guys, because those guys, I hope, I don't think they are my clients. I don't have any clients that tell me that they really support the KKK or the Nazis. But I do have a lot of clients in the South. I do have a lot of clients in white middle America and lower America. And, you know, a lot of them voted for Trump. And I know that they have very, very deep sexual repression. And I use this, you know, kind of example of repressing their homoerotic feelings, because that's a big one. But, you know, even if they're not gay exactly or even bi, they're repressing their sexuality and they're channeling it into this horror. I mean, just hearing that crying Nazi before he was crying saying, you know, the reason that Trump is really messed up is because he gave his beautiful daughter to a Jew. You know, that's a sexual fantasy that this guy has. You know that it is. He's fantasizing about Ivanka and taking her away from the Jew. Or maybe he's fantasizing, you know, if he's one of my clients, probably about an African-American man fucking her with a, you know, 15-inch penis and humiliating him while he cries and is handcuffed by the police. You know, so there's a lot of this stuff in the... It's going on through their bloodstreams. And I guess, you know, I'm not trying to pretend I know what to do about all of this. I think we all have to do our part. And sometimes our part involves just entertaining and helping people to feel good. Sometimes our part involves analyzing and trying to, you know, point to progressive solutions. And sometimes my part involves, you know, helping people with their sexuality. And there's a lot of sexual repression, which is why we're not as bonobo as we could be. And yeah, we've all got post-Trump sex disorder, I think, although we can do something about it. And one thing we can do about it, about this feeling of like, sex, how can I have sex? The world could blow up any minute, you know, and I've got Nazis marching outside and, you know, I can't, you know, get into the mood. Well, there are ways to get into the mood. And one of those ways is through the great, beautiful aphrodisiac of dance, especially hoop dance. How'd you like that segue? Yes. Yeah. Let's have a hoop dance. You're going to watch this grand wizard, Adolf Trump. And we have Shelby Mullins, who's going to...
In order for me to start my dance,
a beautiful
I need to take
hoop
my
dance.
Shoes off.
Okay, and I am going to get rid of my little thing here.
Yeah.
Can we get this off stage? You stay here. I get this...
My lovely assistants.
...removed here?
Helping me get my shoes off.
I need
off.
To get this... Not, well, no, I'd like to have someone else remove it. How about anyone?
You want
to
get it?
All these people. No one...
All right.
We're going to get it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All righty then. So, Shelby, is back, and wow, she's got a really sexy outfit on this time. Not that she wasn't sexy before, but garters and thigh highs.
This isn't even new for me.
Really?
I've never seen this.
No. Well, see, you'll thank me.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be all thanking you soon.
Yes. L.D. Mullen. Hoop dancer. At the Dr. Susan Block Show. Live from Bonoboville. Dr. Susan Block Show. Hoop dancing. Funky. And fabulous.
Love it.
Funky and fabulous and beautiful and amazing. Oh, come sit here. All right. Yeah. Get your mic.
That was so
wow.
exciting.
Wow. You must be
hot and bothered.
Sweating hard. You got me sweating.
Mamma mia.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Susie,
oh,
for having
my,
me.
Oh, my pleasure to have you. I'm just so
Welcome.
Entertained. I literally forgot all about the Grand Wizard over there.
I brought you guys.
I did.
Here
I
in Funky Town.
Thought of
We're
him again.
We're getting funky.
But that was beautiful.
That was
Thank
really.
You.
That was
Thank
so
you.
Beautiful. And that was so
it.
Much fun. And that, you know, had us all like, oh, is she going to drop it? Oh, wow.
Never.
And, you know.
Professional never drops the
hoop. Very nice. Very nice. And all those pointy toes and that, like, split right up in the air. Wow.
Lots and lots of stretching.
Wow. So you've been working on this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a
About
workout.
2 years of practice to do all that stuff. Lots of stretching and lots of going out to the beach and practicing moves. Lots of dropping the hoop over and over. So that routine I made has some of my favorite moves in it.
Uh-huh. So. Is that the first time you put together those moves in that routine?
Yes.
Ooh,
that was. I made
special.
It just for the show. Yeah. Just to get your minds off Trump. And
oh,
you did
we'll
such
have a
good
fun
job.
Time.
Did anybody think about Trump while Shelby was
no.
dancing?
No way.
No one
Not
did.
One.
No,
no one.
We didn't. We really didn't. I mean, maybe somebody did.
And I love how the song says, we've got to move on.
Yeah.
And it's totally perfect.
Well, actually, when you did repeat that, I did think of him for a second. And then I moved on. Yeah. It was like, oh, yeah, yeah, we do. That's right. That's a good thought. We've got to move on. And we do. And we did. And, you know, it's like this life is so exciting. And that's another thing about fucking Trump. Is that he commands so much attention because we've got him on our little devices and our big devices. And, you know, presidents used to keep a distance from our lives, that you had to turn on a television set yeah. or read a paper. Now that he's everywhere, you know. So it's a beautiful thing when someone can successfully distract us and de-stress us. Really beautiful thing. Let's have another hand for Shelby.
Woo! Woo!
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
So, how's your relationship going?
Oh, fantastic. Amazing.
You're still together. That, yeah. Then it must
of course
be.
We're here.
Yeah.
It'll be a year next month on the 17th. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
One whole year of magic and hoops.
You guys are the
wow.
coolest performing couple I have to admit that I've ever met. Oh. You're both so talented and so cool.
Oh,
thank you.
So we have to. See if he can live up to that presentation.
Yes.
Talented Ooh. And cool. Okay, can you do a trick?
With the hoop?
Just That's kidding.
It.
Hey.
Oh, I got something special.
Do
you want to
move
you
your chair inch? Can we move the chair yeah. closer yeah. or something here? Yeah.
Yeah, I could fill in this hole.
Fill in the hole,
We're
baby.
Good at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have something real special for you guys. Something that's magic. One of my favorite magical effects. The next thing after that, it's not magic. It's different. It's the bizarre and unusual, like we see every day. But I have it here. I'm looking at it right now. I know you guys have been seeing it here on the outskirts here.
Okay. Can we show it on?
Or you know what?
The,
I can bring it right to the table.
What? Let's bring it to the.
Let's bring it to the stage.
Here. Bring it to the stage. So you know, it looks so lonely over there by the fan. You know. Yeah, here we go. It's an apple. Something to do with Adam and Eve. Okay. And dental floss. And razor
blades. And medical
tools.
What?
Don't let any Nazis or KKK people near this stuff.
I'm already excited. You have my medical mind turning. What are you doing?
I know. What is that? What is that?
This is like a big tweezer?
Floss?
No.
What is that?
Actually, you should know These what this is. Come on, are we in Southern California?
These are, those would be the most largest roach clips you've ever seen in your life.
You
yeah,
go.
I get it. I get it. I smoke pot, Steve Bannon.
Right.
So, yeah I gotcha.
These are called hemostats.
Yes, that's how we clip things open. That's how you get things
maybe vascular
to do what you want.
Now, I'm going to share something first that's a little different. Maybe someone help me hold my mic. Or
I would love to.
Yeah, I can.
I would love this beautiful assistant to hold the mic.
Yeah, you know his rhythms.
I'll come sit with Dr. Susie.
Yeah,
I want to get
with
it.
Me.
I want to get
You're
involved
very sexy
in
tonight.
This. Oh, thank you.
Very
we
sexy.
Both match each other's sexiness.
Well, yeah.
Sexiness.
Okay. Now, when we look at everything, we could find these little worlds in it, right? We could look at anything on the floor, in the sky. I'm going to try something with just a box of floss, okay?
Box of floss.
And for instance, if we use just one piece, let's use about 3 inches. What is that? About as long as, not even as long as Trump's dick, huh?
No. And it seems like you have a lower budget this time. Last time you had rope. Now you just have these little floss.
Yeah, well, you see where we're going right now with our economy.
True story. But that's actually an overstatement for his dick. Just, I want to throw that out there.
Actual size, yeah. Let this represent an individual life, though. And our life is separate. But with that life, we have our guardians, our parents, mothers and fathers, right? And then if we don't have that, we have, well, brothers and sisters or siblings.
Brothers and sisters.
Maybe you don't have that. So you go out and you make friends. And between those friends and strangers, you make lovers. And with those lovers, sometimes you make newcomers. Maybe one.
Newcomers.
Two. Newcomers, Max, not cucumbers.
You know, breaking off into the world just like you, right? And sometimes you don't have those. You got pets. You got to keep those in mind, too.
Wow. They're all little pieces of floss.
And they do always say everything and anything... We are. It's just, we're just a combined effort of everything and anything we've ever met or seen. I'm going to take all these other pieces
mushing
separate
them
than
together.
Ourselves.
Watch okay. carefully.
And now, where'd magic isn't what exactly keeps it together. But magic is what lets us know.
Oh.
We're all in this.
Together.
All in all is all we are. And
wow.
Just like the bonobo way.
Yeah, yeah, we're all in this together. We're all connected. We're all one string. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's beautiful.
No, no, that's magic. That's magic.
That's magic.
What I'm about to show you isn't quite magic. It's quite the bizarre and unusual. And we're still going to use the floss.
Okay. A magician flossing his teeth. Bizarre and unusual.
You don't see this every day. Now, the idea is to get the floss down my throat.
Oh.
Down to the esophagus. I'm going to all the way down. And as I do this, I'm going to demonstrate how very real and very sharp these razor blades are. I've got a thick playing card, the Jack of Spades. That's me. Now, double-sided. Mm. There's one. There's two. Better watch my finger. That's one. That's the second blade. And very real and very sharp. As you guys can see, one side and both sides. Now, I think it's kind of funny that they call these safety edge blades.
They don't look very safe to me.
Exactly. They're not very safe at all. I've had plenty of incidents playing with this, and there's not really a way to practice it. Just got to go with it.
Right. With a piece of dental floss hanging out of your mouth.
We'll get back
very
to this.
Very graceful, Jack. Yes.
As I'm swallowing. There's one side. Very real, very sharp. Ah, there's the corner.
Oh, the corner.
That's it.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, watch where that corner goes.
Right.
No, we're not going to use the card. Cards just to simply show you how very real and very sharp these blades can be.
You're not going to pull the corner
out of
Rick's butt.
Later.
Later. No, as I get this down.
Oh, you're really swallowing that piece of floss.
Actually,
you're not messing around.
Is any way can I get a cup of water?
Please get this
water.
Cup of water.
Yes, yes.
Bartender.
So you can wash down the dental floss.
We're a fine establishment. We have water.
I just want to say that I've been watching this whole time his mouth because I'm that OCD, and I wanted to see that he just ate that piece of dental floss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It went down.
I see nothing. I see nothing, and I watched you swallow it for 2 minutes.
Exactly doing a dental exam, so I'm not sure. It could be up in the
Dr. Seuss is our skeptic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that I've got in there... Most difficult parts are the blades.
Right. Now that.
First, let's get some water here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't even.
It needs to be a little somewhat lubricated.
Lubrication.
First of all, I'll give you a little history on this.
Sex and magic.
Yeah. This trick was originally done by Harry Houdini. But what he did, he used needles. I decided to go up a notch and use 3 razor blades. And typically, he would use 1 needle at a time. Whew. I'm going to go for all 3 at the same time. Because they do say whatever good comes in 3s, but also whatever comes bad in 3s, too.
Right.
Power of 3.
Oh,
let's see
if you're
ready. Are you guys ready for this?
I don't know.
1, 2, 3. We're ready.
I'm ready.
Can I get a little countdown?
Okay. 1, 3.
There it is. There's drum roll,
3,
please.
2, 3. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, he's chewing up the razor blades. Don't try this at home, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I'm a trained professional. Go outside.
You should not talk with your mouth full of razor blades.
Hold on.
You know, this is a sexual fetish for some people, I'm just saying.
Tommy, mommy.
That's why I thought it'd be perfect.
Okay, now I don't see him.
Facebook problem here.
I don't see him.
Excuse me. Yeah, just get
okay, the hard part.
Sorry.
Okay. Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
Let's do the honors.
Oh.
Now, as soon as you first see the blade come out, once you pinch on it, do not pull, do not push. It could be a very bad scene. So we could open them up a little bit. Excuse me.
I'm waiting for the nurse.
Ah.
On the floss. What? How did you?
Oh, wait.
Some people
could
see pictures of this and think I'm torturing you.
Whoa! Oh, my gosh.
That's one of the things us lefties can do. We can eat razors.
Rough one.
Wow.
Ah. Oh.
Yikers.
Wow. Whoa.
Woo.
This came out of his mouth.
There you have it. A lovely souvenir for you, Susan.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
There's 3 of them?
No, of course.
There's 3. He pulled 3 from his mouth.
Wow.
That
is a little mystery there.
Oh.
From his nose?
Here, well,
the nurse will take care of them.
Oh, from his throat. Oh.
Perfect little picture there.
On your nose.
Well, that certainly distracted me. I didn't think
I
about Trump
so
for a
distracted.
Whole, like,
I don't know what to be
minutes.
Distracted by. The
I just thought
razor
of him again.
Or the beautiful
but
you.
I didn't think of him that whole time. That was very intense.
I'm not bleeding, am I?
Dr.
No.
Susie's amazing doctor. Of course you're not bleeding.
No, I'm.
You did it good. You did
the
good.
The best.
Yeah. You were guiding
that was
me.
An amazing trick. I'm still boggled. I don't know how that happened. All I know is I saw Dr. Susie looking stunning and you looking magician-like.
I might have been looking stunning, but I was stunned.
More like we both are. That's
so.
2 of
so.
Us.
Yeah.
So we're both
okay,
stunned.
So
there's, not,
you know,
there's not many ways you could practice
we,
that.
We are out of time for this segment, but we are going to come back with Bonoboville Communion. And more tricks, more hoops, and more Trump talk, I think. Yeah, so, you know, but some sexy stuff that'll make you forget all about Trump. We go back and forth here because we got to be balanced. We're Bonoboville, you know, that's what we are. And maybe we'll get Ecor up here. And so, you know, you can go to the potty if you like, use your poo-pourri, and don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War, Great Apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex and a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen, amen, hallelujah,
sonnez les matines, ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui, oui. Princesse, vas-y.
Princess!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's
coming!
Sister of the Empress.
Look at that face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And I think that was an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate. And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. We have the Imperial Wizard, Adolf Trump, under gag order in Bonoboville.
Somebody just go out? No?
And that...
Anybody just go out?
Or? ...is how we like him. And Max is on the microphone talking about people going out.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I was down in the security department.
Bannon is out.
You know.
He is performing autofellatio. And, you know, that's the thing about these guys. They're just so entertaining. That's what's so frustrating is they're just a constant soap opera. And anyway... Nazis are on the plate this week, and the KKK, and even the military, which, of course, is their own form of slavery in a way. You know, they do get you killed sometimes, and they make you do things. So, hey, it's a form, and for some people, it's the only way they can make money, and so it becomes kind of like a form of slavery. Not so bad, but kind of bad. And then you have the prison industrial complex on top of that. So we have a former member of the military industrial complex here joining us in the womb room right now.
Hi.
And Nori knows I'm talking about him. And it's really great to have Nori on the show along with Rachel. You're never a member of the military industrial
Rachel's
complex.
Rachel is so wonderful. She's just a group of the wonderful women of wonderful.
Maybe one reason that you are so wonderful is you've never been in the military. But Nori has, and you know, I mean, you didn't exactly fight Nazis.
No, not at all.
But well, I mean, do you have any thoughts on our commander in chief? There he is.
No, I'm gonna refrain from commenting. But
okay, but you're not gonna refrain from commenting.
But I'm just gonna tell you.
You gotta have something in there, Nori.
I do, but I'm not gonna say it.
Are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm just
well. Okay.
He feels like he has couth.
You're not a secret Trumper, are you?
No. Oh, definitely not. No, I.
You're not a deep stater.
How about a summary or just like a little thought? I would love a thought of the intellectual mind of
Give us a hint.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, a little hint.
Mm. Yeah, come
please,
on.
Please, Nori.
Man.
Come on. Come on, Nori.
Well.
No, I'm going to pass.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Maybe a more specific question would help.
That would help.
Yeah. Okay.
I can answer specific questions.
Okay. So if Trump was in the military, how would he be dealt with?
How would he? Oh, man. Well.
We'll say he was a private.
Oh. Or what branch? So let's,
your
let's
branch.
Pick, okay, so.
Air.
Well, let's go Air Force. So, and we're going to go.
He certainly likes flying in Air Force One.
So let's do, he'll be a lieutenant, I guess. So bottom of the barrel.
Doesn't he look like bottom of the barrel?
Yeah, probably. So knows nothing about military. He'll say that he knows everything because he's educated.
You know one thing.
Max, we're trying to let Nori talk here.
No, it's fine.
Let's
have a discussion.
Let's open up.
He was just starting to open up, but you know what that
up.
Does. It
no,
opens
no,
up
no,
other people.
It'll only get me talking if somebody else joins in. So
yeah.
Max wants
yeah,
to.
Yeah. So this is very short. What happened to the armada that we were sending to North Korea?
It disappeared.
What I mean, where did it go?
Along with Ivanka and Jared.
Yeah. There was a whole, we had a whole armada going to North Korea.
I'm not privy to the current state of affairs.
First they were going the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then they were supposedly found their way.
I don't know if people remember, Max. No. This was long ago that anybody was concerned
maybe
about
they got
the armada.
Sucked
but
into
Max
the
doesn't
no, but
it was 6 months ago.
It's recent
enough. 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Right. They were on their way to North Korea. So
it's bad management. And then it's not something that's changed in the last 20 years. Now that I will say this, when I joined with the assumption that it was the same military that I had been involved with or was a part of or my family had been a part of before this, and which was we would move heaven and earth in order to save people, you know, save our own people. And then it became a money decision. And that's when I got
When you
out.
Say our own people, you mean America?
Yeah, our own American soldiers.
So, and you're talking about which conflict?
Currently,
well
I was
Well, the one that
Gulf.
Your parents, I guess, or your...
They were Vietnam and that whole era.
Okay.
So, it was, we would, I was attached to CSAR-X, which is Combat Search and Rescue for our Spec Ops guys. And what I was under the impression of when I joined was that we would go in and we would extract, you know, our either downed pilots or professionals to pull them out of dire situations. Then there was a decision that came down the pipe that said that we were going to move our operations from a smart decision to a money-based decision. And nobody would admit to that on paper.
Mm.
But it was a money decision. It was, we moved away from doing HA-60Gs, which were our single prop, really lightweight, get in, get out helicopters, to big dual prop Chinooks, which are loud, have a terrible service record over across the seas. And you're going to send people that you've invested lots of money in, and then you're going to skimp on the helos that are going to come take them out and extract them.
Yeah.
And it was a bad decision. I voiced my opinion when I was in, and it fell on deaf ears. And then they said, oh, okay, well, let's pay you more money to stay, you know, keep you in. And I said, no.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, that's a lot about, you know, privatizing a lot of things. And of course, these conflicts not being really about defense. They're just conflicts that line the pockets of the military-industrial complex. And
you sell the better weapons to the other countries.
It's a business.
Yeah.
And you sell the better weapons to the other countries because you can get, you know, a better price than from your own country. You know, it's you know what? And yes, you are bringing it out into the open because. Not only are we selling our military off and our prisons,
but our medical.
We're selling our presidency. Mm. We've sold our presidency. We didn't even sell it. We didn't get any money for it. But he's selling it. He's selling the presidency. I mean, finally, this guy Trump this bad businessman is in the black in that Washington, D.C. Trump hotel because he makes people stay there. Can't we impeach him for that? Can we?
No, we can't impeach him for that,
wow,
but it's a definite
I better
violation.
Spank him for that, then. Yeah.
I mean, he was supposed to divest all of his interests. And first of all, like, it's a former government building, so he's by law prohibited from owning it and being in office at the same time. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Which his place in Florida?
The former.
His hat fell off. Can you?
I would say not the federal building, but was it a post office?
Oh, no, the post office, right?
In D.C.
The hotel.
Right. Yeah, but they turned it into.
He can't
a,
own it.
He can own it. Yes.
No, he has a land lease.
Yes.
Mm. Right. Land lease.
Well, if you've got post-Trump sex disorder, get a copy of Cosmo. That should help you out with a couple of little, you know, tips for how to both distract yourself as well as make your voice heard. It's a balance. That's, I think, it's not a cure, but it is a treatment for this condition that we're all in the Trumpocalypse. And, distraction is an important part of treating ourselves. And so we're going to treat ourselves to the blissful distraction of Bonoboville Communion.
Yay!
We'll be a little more excited about that, y'all.
Well, you know, it's
I understand,
brothers
and
sisters.
This is probably the most sexy part of the show, y'all.
Yeah, this is. I don't know if this is our sexiest show, but it might become that.
No, it's the sexiest part of the show, I like to think. I like to think it's the sexiest part because we get to see the parts that we all want to see.
We do.
But just me. I don't know.
Maybe we do. Maybe we should have a big group Bonoboville Communion so we can then get back to hoop magic and et cetera. So, you guys, are you going to do communion? You are. You said you are. I'm excited about that because you haven't... Come sit up here, please. You haven't done communion in a while. How are you doing, Rachel? How are you holding up through the Trumpocalypse?
Oh, God. I have been lucky in that I've been able to bury my head in the sand and deal with a lot of other things in my life.
Okay. Well, then you're going to help us deal with other things right now. You are going to be our altar girl for Bonoboville Communion.
Amen. And a woman.
A woman. And we are very excited about this. Nori is excited, I think.
Always.
Yeah, always. Mm-hmm. Where's your microphone? You should actually get that on mic.
This work, test.
Yeah,
right.
Always excited to have the big reveal. You know, Trump had his reveal this week, and we revealed a lot more of Shelby Mullen's hoop talents and some very exotic magical talents of our Jack Murdoch, and then we have Rick Beatty's interesting perspective on the situation, and back to you. Oh, and we also got Nori to talk about, you know.
Yeah, that was a rare occurrence.
Right, thank you. And we didn't even get you, waterboarded yet.
No.
But we should waterboard you.
I agree, and then I'll be probably a little looser lip.
Yeah. So, would you be our altar girl? Yes. And would you? Can I help you to reveal the altar? Is there an unzipping that needs doing?
There's no unzipping. It's just
no
unzipping.
Oh, it's all one piece. Oh, look at this. Wow. This is the part where maybe Facebook needs
Rachel, this is why I love you. And Facebook, take a hike because this isn't
pretty,
for you.
Pretty panties.
Oh, my God. And the perfect titties are exposed.
These are such pretty summer panties and perfect titties. And beautiful.
You guys are so flattering.
No. Nori, don't you tell her enough?
He tells me all the time. Oh,
okay, but it's nice to hear it from strangers.
Well, he's invested. He has a reason to tell me I'm pretty.
Well, I think he is invested. That's why we gals and guys, too, need to be told we're pretty by everybody. Yeah. So tell everybody that everybody else is pretty. No, but then that ruins it, kind of. No, you really look beautiful.
Just tell us beautiful girls, and especially if we take our tops off for you.
Oh, yeah.
Just tell us we're pretty. That's all you have to say.
That's
like how beautiful, how great we are. That's it. I don't want to hear anything else. And Rachel, you look amazingly beautiful, pretty, fabulous, gorgeous, a million other things. Gorgeous. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, Lord and Lady. I am ready for a communion. And we have new glasses from our friends at Agua. Look at these beautiful Agua glasses. Shot glass, like real shot glasses. Yeah. So we're excited. So, Nora, you lucky devil.
No. Yeah, let me get this started.
Look at this. I love that we have two guys in like suits and ties. Vests and ties.
Quite nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have scholars and gentlemen tonight.
It's always good. A little kiss.
Nice.
I'm woefully underdressed.
Started.
That's hot.
Ah. Ooh, she likes that.
I'm actually going to stop the other one.
Ooh, we're
well played.
Ooh, and ah, so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Bonoboville Communion. This is the Church of the Bonobo Way, where we... you know, create a sacrament through love and touch and licking and eating each other up with love and feeling. It's just delicious. And, you know, and then there's us who are voyeurs. To watch the people doing it is really nice. You know, it's a public statement, and it's something that we can all
very devoted to my religion.
With communal ecstasy. You create communal ecstasy. And you guys are really going, you know, beyond the call of duty, you know, the kissing and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm going to now sprinkle the salt on both lovely cherries.
I've been assaulted.
Yes, you've been assaulted.
You have my consent.
Okay.
Ooh, I need that.
I like that one.
That's funny.
That's the kind of assaulting I like.
Honey.
Beautiful. Oh, and he really sucks it good. With his mustache, which is not a Hitler mustache. It's a nice mustache.
It's got
not,
a good beard going
you
on.
You know, I got a little beard, too. Oh, yes. Lovely. And such lovely breasts, really. All natural and perky nipples. Everything nice. And now we have the waterboarding of the soldier. The airman has been captured. Yes.
Uh-huh. I wish SEER training was like this.
Have you been waterboarded before?
I won't answer.
Right. We wouldn't trust you with the truth if you did. Okay.
He pleads a fifth.
Okay, now you're going to be waterboarded. Yes. And down the hatch, and you will talk. This is it. Nori has been waterboarded.
Again,
Bonobo
Communion. For the first time.
Congratulations.
The Bonobo way. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. And you can now say... you got laid.
Again.
And the Dr. Susan Block Show. And you did such a great job playing Esther. No, you're no virgin. You've been on the show before. But you're getting really good at it. I think that was your best Bonoboville Communion yet. That was really sensuous,
we
right?
We can get better.
I think we need
that
to.
We're getting into method acting
high.
Now.
That was really high.
I didn't know if I was watching the beginning of porn or I don't know what was this happening, but there was some serious love interaction.
Serious
there.
Love interaction.
I'm so jealous.
So serious. He has to move all the way to the other side of the stage now.
There's too much passion.
Too much passion.
Too much passion.
He'll start taking off his pants and then he'll lose his reputation. Well, she's certainly taken off her pants, and she looks great. There's such
she is so beautiful. You both are a beautiful couple.
What do you do to keep yourself in shape?
I actually just quit my gym, but...
That's what you do?
No, I work out. I do kettlebells and weightlifting and yoga and a whole bunch of stuff.
All right.
But lately, the most exercise off. I've been getting is in the bedroom. Thank you.
Well, that's good exercise.
You're quite welcome.
It's very good. Very good for the heart rate. Right, Max?
That's correct.
That's right. Correct. We get that heart rate up and then get, that, you know, heart get it down and there. Then get it up again. It's good. It's good to exercise that heart, you know, at any age. It's important to fool nature into thinking that you're young and vital when you're older. And of course, when you are young and vital, well, you should be doing it, because otherwise you could, you know, be collecting guns or something, I guess. You know,
it's a much better hobby. Not collecting guns.
Not collecting guns. Thank you. That's my biggest problem. I mean, these Nazis. Oh my God. I mean, let's not get into that right now. I'd like to get into another Bonoboville communion. Actually, you can stay here though. But are you going to commune, my
yes.
dears? Yes. Yes.
I've
and
never done this.
You've never. You have. What did you do last time? You did. You did it. Talking to the mic. Is your mic on?
And now I'm going to do it on him.
You're going to do it on him. Now he's clothed like from almost neck to toe, but we.
It's
have
my job yeah. to do the honors.
Yes, that's true. Okay.
All right.
So Shelby.
Oh, Shelby, you naughty thing, you.
Jack.
I can't wait to see where this goes.
Already.
Oh, wow. There's some unbuttoning going on. This is nice.
This is how a lady undresses a man. Let's take a step by step.
It's a different kind of magic.
Wow. It is essential magic.
It's a kind of very nice magic.
Take your time, magic.
Sensuous magic.
Sorry, if you're me, I'm just like ripping through it. Like, hey, well, why do you still have this on?
Your nipple gets hard, magic.
Oh, well, Max, don't sell all the secrets, okay?
Wow.
I realized your shirt's bedazzled and it's beautiful too. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
I'm so sorry. I don't know if that matters.
Very nice. And now we have male chest. Very nice.
Manly
very nice. I
chest.
Like the chest hair, you know, not too
I
much. Just a nice sprinkling
a
of
patch.
It.
It's
one of my favorite parts of his body.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
His chest.
Don't get jealous down below there. But, yeah, I'm sure she likes more than that. But she likes that. I don't blame her. That's a very nice chest. All right, so did you give it a lick? Give it a lick first. You lick the
a
altar.
Nice, oh, my God.
What a nice altar.
Okay.
Yes.
That's some licking.
I see you guys have some competition over there. I'm sorry.
And now, I, the high priestess of Bonoboville Communion, will sprinkle the salt. And now you may lick the salt.
Oh, my.
How old is Shelby, though?
Shelby is older than 17, and she's old enough to take a drink. And you
is
know
she,
what? So she's legal.
She is 21.
She's legal.
She's 21.
21.
She's
right?
legal and having too much fun, and that's what we want right now.
I don't know nothing.
Okay.
This is a thorough woman. Whoa. Take tips, girls.
I don't think she could stop.
Whatever
now.
Works for you.
She's doing very well in the licking. Oh, she is. Look at that. I like the passion. Yeah. Look what you two got going here now. These are these nice street performers.
Still looking.
Wild.
You set the mood, Nora. What have you done?
Uh-oh.
Really? This is
set the bar high.
Everything's been
right.
Beat
me to it.
Very hot.
Woo!
Okay.
You're licked. Everything's
hot,
licked.
Everything's
hot,
licked.
Hot, yeah.
been licked.
Okay, are you ready for your waterboarding?
We gotta get this.
Now you gotta get waterboarding.
And okay. We need our cameras to get into this angle good. So if you have our cameras, let's get into this. Mazel right. tov, yo.
All right, yo. My child. Sister Shelby, you will get waterboarded now. Bonobo style.
Yeah.
Ooh. There she goes.
Ah,
woo.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that should make you loopy while you hoopy.
That's true.
Hoop-de-doo.
Dr. Susie, yes. We're almost out of time.
We're almost out of time.
You got about four minutes, 5 minutes.
You know, I would love to have Ikor come up and sing.
Yeah.
We
got a singer.
Yeah.
We got
Ikor come up and sing, and he's in his Bonoboville shirt. I'm just wondering if you could do something with a hoop while he's singing.
Yeah, you totally could.
So the universal appeal.
Over here, get back here.
Shout out
here,
to Bonobo
and let's
Bill.
Move the chairs.
And all the Bonobo
let's move
Knights.
All the chairs
the
out.
Bonobo Knights.
So people who are, you
make
know,
sure nobody
can
gets hit
sit on the
shout out to my boy Yossi in the building.
So we can move that one, too. Get that chair off the stage. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to now have a little hoop-de-doo along with
shout to you, Aaron, over there at the
bar. Hip-hop-de-doo.
You did.
Hip-hop hoop.
Hip-hop hoop. Hip-hop.
Hip-hop hoop.
Yeah, baby. And you know, Abe, to make sure we got that nice volume, that volume. That balloon.
Hear him loud and clear.
Voluminous. Voluminosity.
Yeah, she know how to work that thing really good. Let me see how light that thing is. Like,
that's
amazing.
That's a real light, yeah.
I was at the Emerald Exchange the other day, and they had this hoot hoop, and I couldn't even get
almost
it
past
one time. But that's not my thing.
And I still you can't did. Do it.
So what's up, Doc Block?
Oh, you are. And you know, I'm getting this wonderful distraction from the terribleness, and
you're gonna run out of time.
I'm
there,
excited.
Doc.
Okay,
Dr. Susie,
oh, yeah.
Let's
lights,
go.
Camera. Yes, this is for all the universal appeal out there. Just like we got everybody in the building. We got Russia, America. We got Mexico. We got African Americans. You know what I'm saying? We got Bonoboville.
Everybody.
This is the world. I do this for the world. You see what I'm saying?
We are the world.
We are one. Understand this. Oh, I can get it poppin', I can be grimy and greasy, real easy, believe me, that's nothing. Been on them blocks, trapping the spots, evading the cops till I got popped. My handcuffs is on my wrist, sit down a minute, think about it while I'm in there thinking I got shit to finish. Earth needs me, handcocked, and I won't stop giving the props, throwing a piece, and showing my love and all of the above. That's what I'm all about. Now let Wolf shout, I love y'all. Now let it trickle down, let it fall. Like the season, good peeps don't need reason to be nice. That's for them souls who's cold as ice. I don't think twice, I got your six and take six more steps to have your 12. Mama, daddy, elders raised me well with integrity, which led to my humanity. It's gonna take the man that me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, throw the ones up, y'all, we are one. Everybody in the building, that's against Trump right now, we are one. Voltron activate, you understand? Transformers, transform. Yes, together, we gon' storm this weather. We are one, we are one, we are one. Okay, I know sometimes society and life can feel like a bad storm, ipping the thunder and lightning, but you keep striking, keep fighting, sticking and moving, showing and proving that just with a little peace, I can go a long way. So we'll proceed to help pave the way with more peace. We already got war in our own streets from here to the Middle East and abroad, but I'm down for the cause. Been had my call of humanity. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, rest in peace, rep the belly of the beast with a Detroit state of mind. L-Zion, I ain't shy, cause I got love to spread. If love is my butter, then earth is my bread. Let's eat in peace, like kings and queens we feast. And seeing can we all just get along? R.I.P. Rodney King, Doc, Martin Luther, I'm still pushing your dream, cause we are what? One, throw the ones up, y'all. One. Hula hoop, y'all, huh? Hula hoop style. We are one. Hip hop and hula hoop together. On the Bonoboville show, Dr. Block. We are one. We are one. We are one. Yo.
We are one together.
I guess I won't see the peace that I need until I reach them streets of the G-O-D. Until then, I'm going in swimming. P-O-F, yep, I'm the guy, swam by. I said hi, and then left. Water bubbles, the water's in trouble. So bartender, give him a double glass of integrity. mixed with a shot of humanity. The ultimate boilermaker, ultimately for the sake of mankind. We need it intertwined, racial shine. Elevate our minds, they weedin', hit the finest lines and cush. Lungs push, flow to the world, reach to a man. Woman, touch a boy, touch a girl, but with no sand dusky trust. You don't want the state, being big up to Penn State. Don't let one man's hate see your school's fate. I think that school's great, so go kids, educate, graduate, demonstrate that we are what? One. Throw y'all ones up, Russia, throw your ones up. Y'all over here with us right now, throw them ones up. Y'all know what good is, y'all know what righteousness is. It's all about being right. I'm representing for the African Americans right about now. You dig what I'm saying? We are one, and we've been going through a lot. But yes, we are one still. You dig?
Yeah, thank you, Ecor. That's important.
Bonoboville, hashtag
that. We are one. We need all these crazy creatures that we're seeing coming out from under rocks and their mother's basements. And we are one, and we have to love each other and find ways to disarm each other. And yeah, just like tough love, sometimes. You know, when your drunk uncle wants to get in the car and just drive over some people, you gotta grab the car keys.
Got to. It's a must.
You do. And that's love. And that's love. Yeah. That's the kind of love we have to give some of these people, including this person. We gotta grab the car keys, right? We gotta take it from him, because otherwise he's gonna drive us all over a cliff. Anyway, brothers and sisters, I am so touched by all your performances and your joining together, your communions. This has been a very healing show for me because it's been a rough week. But I'm happy. I'm in Bonoboville. Thank you, Nori and Rachel. And thank you, Ecor. Yeah, we are one, always reminding us. Thank you, hoop dancer Shelby Mullen.
Yeah.
So amazing. And wasn't that great with the freestyle hooping to the rapping?
Amazing.
Hip hop hoop.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And of course, your, I'm not going to say better half, but a very nice half. Yeah. the great magic of Murdoch, Jack Murdoch. Yes. Always wows us. Yeah. And from the bunker, got our guy, Rick Beatty. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
helping us to kind of process these horrors of the Trumpocalypse. We got to process on the one hand and move forward and protest, process, all that. We got to have our politicians, but we got to also have our magicians. We got to have our dance. We got to have our sex. We got to get distracted. We can't let this just bring us down into some civil war or into depression where you have to just keep popping, you know, antidepressants. You know, you got to get away from it sometimes and protest it. And follow the Bonobo way. Meet me at AdultCon. I will be there in September 23rd. Read the Bonobo way. Get spanked by the Bonobo way. If you're a Trumper, spank yourself, please. Get well read or be well read. And make like bonobos, not baboons, okay? Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Woo!
Ow! Oh, hey.
Party. To talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-213-213. 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.